Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour backyard blast-off. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Chicago to Sheboygan, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How is everybody doing? It's one of the most wonderful days of the sports year. Day one of March Madness. Sit back and let the DA show wash over you, because for the next 3 hours, 180 minutes, we have a full-on preview, pre-game, epic pre-clue to the NCAA's first round. Over the course of today, we will roll you right into games. In fact, most of these sports radio stations across America on the CBS Sports Radio Network are likely carrying games via Westwood One today, and so enjoy. Today, we've got CBS Sports HQ college basketball writer Chip Patterson to help us break down the brackets in just a few minutes. He'll join us in about 15 minutes from now. We will discuss which top seed has the toughest road, is the earliest exit in your bracket. We'll discuss which double-digit seed is destined to win today. And NBA news. Have the Sixers slayed the Celtics dragon? Epic game last night in Philadelphia. Plus, Mike Trout introduced with his brand new extension. Who is the equivalent of Mike Trout in football and basketball? We'll get to all of that coming up here on the show this morning. As always, your phone number is toll free if you want to jump in on anything tournament related, NBA, NFL, whatever you got, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Okay, relax. If you're in the car, turn up the dial a little bit. If you're at work, you're at home, pause what you're doing. I'm going to give you right now your slate of games today. This is what you have to look forward to as you duck out of work, bail out of school, get home early before the kids, clear your day. Here's what it looks like all times Eastern. Today's action tips off 7 versus 10, Louisville, Minnesota. Louisville v. Minnesota at 12:15. Then it's LSU-Yale, 3 versus the 14 at 12:40. Remember, LSU, without their head coach, Will Wade, embroiled in the FBI investigation. 1:30 today, the 5-12. Could it be a 5-12 upset? Number 5, Auburn, taking on number 12, New Mexico State. Auburn, red hot, ending the season with an SEC tournament championship. At 2 o'clock, a 4:13, Florida State, Vermont. At 2:45, 45 minutes later, it's a 2:15, Michigan State v. Bradley. 3:10 Eastern time today, a 6:11, Could the Belmont Bruins, after winning the first four, take out another team? They take on six-seeded Maryland. At 4 o'clock today, the wounded Kansas Jayhawks, a four-seed, takes on 13 Northeastern. 4:30, perhaps the most exciting player in the tournament, not named Zion, Ja Morant, who's going to be a top three pick in the NBA draft, for 12-seeded Murray State against Marquette. That's at 4:30 Eastern. That's a 5:12. 6:50 Eastern time. 7:10, Nevada, Florida. 7:10 Eastern time. Kentucky takes the floor. John Calipari, already with rumors surrounding him and the UCLA job, which we will address coming up here, take it on 15-seeded Abilene Christian. 7:20 Eastern time tonight. 6:11, the defending national champion Villanova Wildcats against St. Mary's. 7:27 Eastern time tonight. The one-seeded Gonzaga Bulldogs against the 16-seed Fairleigh Dickinson. 9:20 tonight. 2:15, Michigan taking on Montana. 9:40 Eastern tonight. Wofford against Seton Hall. That's a 7:10. 9:50 tonight, a 3:14 matchup, Purdue-Old Dominion. And we wrap up just before 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight with an 8-9 Syracuse-Baylor. Now that's a day of basketball, boys and girls. So order your pizza, crack your beer. It's time to watch College Hoops all day long. And I mentioned John Calipari because last night he tweets about the rumors connecting him to the UCLA job. UCLA not in the tournament, a disgraceful disaster of a season. They fired Steve Alford on New Year's Eve. A team that lost to Liberty, at home, Pauley Pavilion, and got whacked in the loss. UCLA has fallen on hard times. But there's so much history there. With all of the championships John Wooden brought, with the glitz and the sun and the beach that is Los Angeles and UCLA hoops. John Calipari has been mentioned with jobs before, NBA jobs. He has obviously jumped around from job to job in his career. UMass, the New Jersey Nets, Memphis, now Kentucky. And so Calipari, on the eve of the tournament, addressed these rumors. Could the rumors derail Kentucky's run through March? It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
I'm trying to explain to these guys, you don't play to the opponent. You don't play to the tournament. You don't play to the TV or the crowd. You play to your training. If you can do that, you'll be able to do that for 40 minutes. If you do the others, you're going to be able to play for 15, and it's not good enough to win in this tournament.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Here's what Cal tweeted last night. Quote, before I go to bed, let me just say this. I'm coaching at the University of Kentucky. In my opinion, there is no better job in the world to coach basketball. My plan and my desire is to retire at Kentucky. I think the university feels the same as I do, and we've talked openly about it. He followed that up with, now let's focus on this game tomorrow. Look, here's the dirty little secret. UCLA's not a better job than Kentucky. It perhaps once upon a time was, but the only thing that you go to UCLA for right now, if you've got good options, is chasing the ghost of John Wooden. Look, maybe John Calipari wants to live in the sunshine and the beach of Los Angeles. Perhaps that has always been a big siren song, a big reason to want the UCLA job, but it's not a better job than Kentucky. The Kentucky faithful is about 17,000 times more loyal, more passionate, and dare I say more knowledgeable than the UCLA fan base. When the Bruins are no good, okay, some people are upset, but we're on, we're moving on. We'll see you sometime else. We're going to go out to the beach. We'll go see something else. We'll go out to the Hollywood Strip. We'll do something. We'll go to a restaurant. We'll go to Spago. We've got other things to do here. In Kentucky, in Lexington, in the state of Kentucky, there is nothing else except basketball. And I've been at Rupp Arena. I am married to a Kentucky alum. I have seen this up close and personal. After games, there's more people in the stands watching the post-game show than in most games for the actual action across America. There's nothing like the passion of BBN Big Blue Nation. So I don't buy this. I don't think John Calipari wants to go to UCLA unless, again, he just wants the beach and the lifestyle. That's the only reason you go. Because everything else is just the ghost of John Wooden. They won a billion championships 40 and 50 years ago. They don't do that anymore. Their last national championship was the mid-90s. That's a different era. That's a different reality than any other kid coming out now. Now, they can get good players. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, go down the list. But it's not like it used to be. And Kentucky is a superior job, a superior program. They've got more attention, more passion. And right now, Cal's got a 2 seed with a good chance of going to the Final Four and has already won a championship in Lexington. I don't think he wants the job. Now, I wouldn't put it past Cal to use some leverage if UCLA was interested in throwing out feelers to his agent to use that to get a better contract, to get more money, to get more guarantees or whatever at UK. But I don't feel for a second like John Calipari is actually interested in taking that UCLA job. And I'll say this. I think Kentucky's got a great shot this year of getting to the Final Four. That North Carolina-Kentucky Elite Eight that's staring us in the face would be an epic game. Epic to finish off the region. I look at UK, I look at that path, and I say there's a lot to like about this Wildcats team this year and a path to Minneapolis. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. So hit us up with your thoughts on the tournament. I'll give you my Final Four this morning as well, my national champion. I'll give you some upsets that I like in the first round. And the toughest road for the top seeds. When we come back, more bracketology. Chip Patterson's going to join us from CBS Sports HQ. We'll break down the bracket with him. Oh, it's a beautiful time to be alive. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
We've got it all together.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. You can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on every affiliate we have across the country. Also on Sirius XM Channel 206. And you can always listen to us on your phone, the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. Watch us as well at watchda.com. Today is one of the most beautiful days of the sports calendar. Tons of games, gobs of games, floods of games throughout the day. They started about 2.5 hours from now. And joining us here on the show from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, and CBS Sports HQ, college basketball writer Chip Patterson. Chip, good morning.
DA, how we doing? It's Christmas morning.
I know, baby. I'm doing great. I'm so fired up. And we began the show talking about the John Calipari rumors in UCLA. Cal struck them down last night via Twitter. My question to you is this. Is UCLA a better job than Kentucky?
No, not in 2019. Not at all. I think that a lot of that is because of what John Calipari has done at Kentucky. And so I would compare that to, think about Nick Saban at Alabama, where part of the calculus in leaving is I had such a role in building this up into what it is, and so much of my own sweat equity went into this level of success and this, this machine that has been built and has allowed for so many pros to walk through these doors, and it becomes, you know, something that almost sort of self-stocks just year after year after year. You know, why would you go to UCLA where the expectations are still set back in the 1960s and the 1970s when the results haven't been there in the last couple decades? If I'm John Calipari, at this point in my career, I have no way, after turning down NBA offers, after turning down other, you know, inquiries from across the land, I don't think there's any part of him that would want to walk out on what he has spent. I mean, think about it. You know, he's been there, what, about 10 years?
Yeah.
He spent a long time trying to build this thing up. And so I don't see, especially as he's looking at a team that, you know, for my money, can win a national championship, I just don't think that this would be the time to walk out.
Yeah, he also spent a long time trying to break into the Millionaires Club, if you will, trying to get into a blue blood program. He finally did that. Why would he leave right now? It's funny how Cal's career has evolved. He was a renegade. He was recruiting one and dones. Guys like Coach K wagged his finger at him. And now Coach K is the beneficiary of all of these great one and dones. Kind of ironic how that happened, especially at Duke, isn't it?
Well, I like John Calipari. I've come full circle on John Calipari. I think that he's had a lot of growth during his time at Kentucky, and as he's sort of settled in into that blue blood role. And yes, he started trying to, you know, kick things down and break them, but now I think he knows that he speaks with a voice of authority. And I think the Kentucky basketball program has, in general, done more good than harm. And if it's made Duke and other programs decide that they want to change their ways, then that only speaks to the influence that he has. And by the way, that's not influence that John Calipari would have at UCLA, because the Pac-12, in terms of basketball, doesn't have any influence over the college basketball landscape right now.
Chip Patterson joins us from CBS Sports. Some believe Gonzaga is a Final Four lock. Others are totally doubting the Zags. Where do you fall on Gonzaga?
Somewhere in between in that I think Gonzaga can win a national championship, but I think that Gonzaga caught an incredibly difficult draw for a team that, yes, I mean, you have the Tennessee, North Carolina, Duke. Gonzaga has gone up against quality opponents during this season, so it's not like they are untested, but they are way more familiar with the kind of basketball games that they're going to get in the 1-16 matchup than what they're going to get even starting in the second round, because whether it's Syracuse or Baylor, two good zone defense teams, Syracuse, you know, maybe a little bit less threatening now without Frank Howard in the lineup, but, you know, starting in the second round, in the Sweet 16, you've got potential matchups against Florida State, the team that bounced them a year ago. Florida State has, since the late January, only lost to Carolina and Duke. I mean, they are on fire right now. I saw the Seminoles in Charlotte. They are deep. They are athletic. They don't have one star, but they've got about nine guys that can make your life really, really difficult. I could see Florida State taking down Gonzaga. And then all of a sudden, you get to the Elite Eight. I just think that whole West region has so many potential teams. Buffalo, Texas Tech, certainly Michigan. Gonzaga just has too many teams that when I put them on a neutral court in an NCAA tournament scenario, I could see them getting bounced. So Gonzaga's not in my Final Four, but I want to circle back to the first point. You know, I don't think Gonzaga is a lock for the Final Four, but Gonzaga can go all the way. Gonzaga can cut down the nets. And here's my X factor for Gonzaga. We love Rui Hachimura. We love Brandon Clark. But those are the two big guys. And what do you need in the NCAA tournament? You need elite guard play. And Gonzaga plays positionless basketball. I hear you. But Josh Perkins has got to be better. That's the X factor. If Gonzaga is going to win it all, Josh Perkins has to have an elite NCAA tournament.
Chip Patterson joins us from CBS Sports to break down the brackets. Help me make sense of the South region, because I look at the top four seeds and I don't like any of them. Virginia, we know their early exits of the tournament before. Number two, Tennessee, gets whacked in the SEC championship game. Number three seed, Purdue, I don't love. And the four seed, the Kansas State Wildcats, are missing their best player in Dean Wade. So what do I do with the top four seeds in that region?
I think you scratch three and four. I think your hunch is right. Carson Edwards and the Carson Edwardses as that Purdue team is. Is he just kind of carrying that team on his back? He can carry them far. He can't carry them all the way to the Final Four, in my opinion. And then you're right, with Kansas State without Dean Wade, great defensive team still, but, man, I don't know who gets buckets for you if Dean Wade's not on the floor. The offense kind of rolls through him. But I'm not gonna give up hope on Virginia and Tennessee, but I will say that if you drop another seed line or two, that's one of my bold predictions for the NCAA tournament. Sure to blow up in my face, of course, here in this first 48 hours, but I'm taking a big bet on Jay Wright. I think that Villanova can get to the Final Four. I think that this is a team with Phil Booth and Eric Paschal and good talent, Colin Gillespie. Like, Jay Wright is an excellent, elite coach. He's had to tinker with this team. He's had to change the lineups and the rotations. He's been like a mad scientist trying to figure out why this Villanova team is underperforming its talent. And so what I'm calling it on CBS Sports HQ and when we're explaining it is that it's my 2014 UConn or my 2016 Syracuse play. The idea that, yes, your seed line indicates like this is some incredible upset or great run, but when you take a step back, you think, well, I don't know, that's a national championship winning program with an excellent coach and excellent talent. So while Villanova might have a six by its name, if it's playing deep into this tournament, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, I don't think we should be that surprised because it's Jay Wright and Villanova, one of the modern powers of college basketball.
I like that comp to one of those UConn teams. It's funny, Villanova, bad team this year, down year for the Wildcats. They're not going to do anything. And then suddenly they're Big East regular season champs and Big East tournament champs, right? And they only get a six seed. So I'm with you. I'm wondering, boy, are we totally underrating Villanova because the narrative all season was that they were no good, but when it mattered most, they got it done?
Right, and you know, this is where I also say, of course, as I take a big swing on Villanova, advancing them to my Final Four. By the way, CBSSports.com/showdown, if you want to join a bracket competition against myself and other CBSSports.com writers, yeah, I'll be looking like an idiot in the CBSSports.com bracket showdown if St. Mary's wins this game. And for, you know, Villanova no-shows, they turn in one of those mid-January performances where it was just a total clunker. But I am going on the other side. I'm believing in Phil Booth. I'm believing in Jay Wright. And I'm believing in a program that has just played so many significant high-level NCAA tournament games. I just think there's like a March culture to that program where I'm going to believe that they can at least get out of the first weekend.
Before I let you go, what's your best bet on a Cinderella in this year's tourney?
I mean, it's too trendy, but I'm still riding Belmont. I like... Part of it is the bracket, the way it broke. I knew that I was going to be fading Maryland off the top because Maryland was really, really good at home and really, really not so good away from home. And Anthony Cowan has never really lived up to the expectations. So when Belmont fell in line there, big Rick Bird fan, big Dylan Windler fan. They got Nick Mazinski, the Moose, back in the lineup in the first four. And I think that, you know, you might be able to catch LSU on the second spot. I'm not big on Yale. I think that LSU is going to have its full attention for game one. I'm just worried about the absence of Will Wade in game two when you've had a little bit of time to just sit around the hotel, a lot of downtime, your focus starts to lapse. I think that second game, if we get Belmont-LSU, I think that that's where we see an 11 seed get to the Sweet 16.
The Moose is on fire. Chip Patterson joins us this morning on the show from CBS Sports. As you heard from him, you can play against CBS Sports experts in their bracket showdown. Go to CBSSports.com and check out the bracket challenge. Chip Patterson, one of those experts. You can play alongside Seth Davis, Wally Zerbiak, Gary Parrish, Danny Cannell, Rasha Bell, and others. Chip, this was great, man. This was a lot of fun. Let's do it again later on in the tournament, okay, bud?
All right, sounds good. Y'all be well.
All right, Chip Patterson joining us this morning on the show. Excellent stuff today. Day one, of course, of the NCAA tournament begins in about 2.5 hours from now and won't stop until your eyes start bleeding. This is an amazing day. We're all over it throughout the day, and then many of these same CBS Sports radio stations will take Westwood One coverage of the NCAA tournament once we are off the air at approximately noon Eastern time today. When we come back, big one of the NBA last night, Sixers and Celtics. Celtics had just owned Philadelphia up until last night, and then finally Philly gets the win. So can we say going into the playoffs that Philly no longer has to fear Boston? We'll discuss coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
DA, what's up, brother? How you feeling? I love listening to your show, man. I listen to you every day. I can't wait for it, and I hate when it ends. Your gimmicks are the best gimmicks. Want to say I appreciate you guys, and have a good day.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Our gimmicks are the best gimmicks. That's the nicest thing you could say. Happy Christmas Day in March, everybody. Day one of the NCAA tournament. A day to kick up your feet, skip out of work, blow out of school, and just find a place to watch all the college basketball, drink all the beer, eat all the wings you possibly can. Glad you're with us. The DAW with you. The new PGP is out. The show about the show within the show is available all places. Podcasts are downloaded and also on our normal DA show podcast feed. This week, the Bourbon Bell, my wife, joins in a clap back at Mraz and Bogish for ripping me for doing my Nomad episode while we were on our honeymoon last summer. As the Bourbon Bell pointed out on the PGP, Mraz, it's not like I wanted him around anyway. The big takeaway was she was happy I was distracted with a, quote, project because I can be exhausting.
Pretty sick.
Who's shocked by that revelation?
Now we know why we like when Jody Mack fills in.
After two weddings, the planning of two weddings, and being with me for whatever it was, 5 years at that point in time, living with me, etc., she said, I need a break. So please, go do that video thing you do. Go play the video thing, DA. Somebody beat the Patriots! Yeah, by the way, I'm married into a Patriots household. I mean, just what are the odds? How could it happen? I love her dearly, and her family is wonderful. But when I go over there, it's Tom Brady this, Brady that, Patriots this, Belichick that. I'm like, oh, my God, this is where the sports gods hate me.
I am broken!
And I want this on record. I hated the Patriots well before I met her. I mean, this goes back like a decade. So I had blood equity in hating the Patriots well before I met this family. And I said, come on. She's the best. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's smart. She's successful. She can tolerate me. She actually laughs at my jokes. She likes sports. She's a huge college hoops fan. I'm in. And then I find out, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. I can't watch football with those people.
Those people.
I'm sorry. Patriots fans are those people. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I could do it with anybody else. Can't do it.
How could it happen?
How could it happen?
How could it happen?
And you would think that because my in-laws are Patriots fans, I would hate the Patriots more because of it. No, it's been a straight line. They're actually very kind, very nice people. I don't hate the Patriots more because of them. It's just that I have to look at this and go, what are the odds? Can't you just be Steelers fans? Be Cardinals fans? Be anything fans? Just be a Buccaneers fan. I don't care. Just don't be a Pats fan, for crying out loud.
First question he asked me in my interview 7 years ago, are you a Patriots fan? I said no. We kept the interview moving.
(855) 212-4CBS, the phone number, 855-212-4227. Josh tweets, today is the best DA in sports. I would take Bradley.
I would take Bradley.
If you were wondering, Bradley is in the tournament for the first time since 06 as a 15 seed. They'll take on the 2-seed Michigan State of the 215. I would take Bradley.
I would take Bradley.
In that game, I would not take Bradley, by the way. Elliot tweets, DA, do you know what channel True TV is on? I lost my TV guide. That's a pullback joke from yesterday.
God. My bad.
You're going to see those tweets today. They never run out. That train's never late.
We were just saying yesterday how silly that joke is at this point in time. Do you know the channel of anything on your cable provider? I mean, now it's just a guide of hundreds of channels, many of which you don't even get. So to know that specifically, I don't know, TNT is 267 versus ESPN is 392. I mean, who knows what anything is? So it's just about scrolling until you find the green bar that is sports.
Ironically, I watch True TV so much, it's one of them I have memorized by heart, 683 on Verizon Fios.
Well, you're a big Impractical Jokers fan.
Right. Carbonero effect. Adam ruins everything. It's got a great lineup on that channel.
But even if I asked you, okay, Mraz, today's tournament game is on the Paramount Network or AXS or something you never watched.
I've seen it, but I would have no idea. I'd just have to scroll for it.
If I told you today's Bradley Michigan State game is on the National Geographic Network or the History Channel, two things you would never watch, you would not say, oh my God, what channel is that? You would just scroll until you see a green bar that's sports.
Exactly it. Yeah, exactly. It's not that hard to hit a guide. I could go through 1,000 channels in 2 minutes while still watching what I'm watching.
You're athletic in that way.
Oh, that is where my best athletic ability is, scrolling on the remote. My thumbs are unbelievable.
You would probably be good in some type of Overwatch or Fortnite competition.
I probably would be. You're absolutely right. I use more with my thumbs than anything. I'm great with the PS4. I'm great with the remote.
Are you good at Madden on video games?
I've gotten very good. Ask Luis in Palmdale who could kick his ass.
You play against our listeners.
Yeah, I'm actually due for another game versus Luis. Yeah, absolutely. At Mraz Radio on PS4. Come get some.
At Mraz Radio on PS4, what team do you play with?
Play with the Giants. I make Eli look like he could still actually play. Dave Gettleman can't.
You're actually good with trash Giants?
Yeah, I won't be next year because I'm still playing with Odell. But next year I'll be terrible to switch off. I might play with the Browns next year.
So are your thumbs your most athletic quality?
Oh, they would have to be. Yeah, I mean, my belly button, if you needed it for anything athletic because it's so deep and girth, would be, you know, it could be like a stretch four. But my thumbs, absolutely. The best things I do are with my thumbs. I use it to press down a Tostito when I dip it.
Uh-huh.
I use it on a controller. Uh-huh. I use it on a remote control.
Uh-huh.
If thumb wrestling was in the Olympics, my guess is my thumb strength has to be through the roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a great thumber. Fat.
855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. Last night, Sixers and Celtics. Celtics have owned the Sixers all season long. Celtics owned the Sixers last year in the postseason. The Sixers are in the cabezas, loco man, of the Philadelphia 76ers. And if they meet in the playoffs, you'd have to say advantage Celtics, except that last night, Philadelphia rose to the challenge. Last night, Philadelphia answered the bell. And last night, at least for one night, the Philadelphia 76ers slayed the Celtics dragon.
Jimmy Butler with it. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. 10 seconds now to go in the game. Jimmy with the dribble. Jimmy loses it. He almost fell out of bounds. He shoots it. It's good. He made it with under 5 seconds to go. Jimmy Butler has come up huge, and the crowd roars.
We got some true talent in the starting lineup, but our bench, they play with so much energy. They do the dirty work, guard and rebounding, hustle plays, so we need those guys as well. I think when you look down the line, we have a group of guys that can do something special.
76ers 118, Celtics 115. That was Sixers Radio on the call. Kyrie, big night, 36 points, but it was topped by Joel Embiid, who was just an absolute monster. 37-22, 4 assists, and an enormous block at the rim in the waning seconds of this game. Joel Embiid played like a man with hair on fire coming out of the tunnel, and he played it for all 48. And Joel Embiid is turning into a super-duper star that can carry an entire franchise to great heights. Here's the key. The Celtics aren't going to meet the Philadelphia 76ers at any point of the postseason because the Boston Celtics aren't going to get past the second round of the playoffs. They're not good enough to beat the Bucks, and they're not good enough to beat the Raptors. And so you won't see them in the Eastern Finals which if it stands the way that it is, and it'll look like it will, Sixers will be the 3 seed, Celtics will be the 4. The only way you get that is if they both beat the Raptors and the Bucks in that second round of the playoffs. The Sixers, though, that's a different story. The Philadelphia 76ers, because of Joel Embiid and his dominance on both sides of the floor, the fact that that guy can score like that, and then that guy can rebound like that, and then that guy can play defense like that, means anything is possible. Anything is possible for the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know how they fit. I don't think any of us know how they fit. Jimmy Butler hits that big shot last night, but it hasn't been smooth sailing for him. Tobias Harris has been very productive at times, but it hasn't been smooth sailing for him. Ben Simmons has been elite at times. Last night he was not. But Joel Embiid is the difference maker of all difference makers for the Philadelphia 76ers. I think at times he might play himself mentally out of games. Last night, he called himself the best player in the world. He's fun. He's fun-loving. He's funny. But at times, I think that might get the best of him, his mental approach to the game. But Joel Embiid, when he does that, 37-22, four dimes, the big block at the end of the game, forget it. Forget it. Then the 76ers become a powerhouse. What was interesting last night as well is that Joel Embiid is learning lessons. Oftentimes, when the Celtics have beaten the 76ers, they've pushed Embiid outside and they've basically teased him, encouraged him to take the three-point shot, which is clearly not his strength, and played him out of games. Last night was totally different. Embiid wasn't taking the bait. He just kept going inside, plowing inside. And the Celtics had no answer like a lot of other teams do. That was a big boy win by the Sixers. It was the catalyst and the power, the locomotive of Joel Embiid, and the finisher that is Jimmy Butler. That's when the 76ers are at their best. Right there. And coming back from a huge deficit in doing so. You know, this could have been a game, this could have been a team where you get down early to the Celtics, you've trailed them so many times before, and then suddenly, you know what? You go in the bag again. That didn't happen. The Celtics led by double digits in this game, and the 76ers didn't wilt, and they ended up outscoring the Celtics in the fourth quarter when it mattered most by 8 points. That was a big boy win by the 76ers and must give Philadelphia fans more hope going into the postseason. The issue is, though, that the Raptors and the Bucks are at a different level, in my mind, than the 76ers and the Celtics. And I don't know if Philadelphia or Boston can get past that second round because the Raptors and Bucks are so good on a different tier. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Christopher tweets, excited to see my hometown Abilene Christian Wildcats upset Kentucky's Wildcats today. Now that would be a March miracle.
They won!
Well, that would be one of the biggest upsets in NCAA tournament history, and I won't say that it can't happen because we just saw the one go down to the 16 last year, and I never thought we'd see that happen. And we have seen 8 other 15 seeds take down the 2. But I don't see Abilene Christian winning this one today. In fact, I think Kentucky has a really good shot at the Final Four. Because when I look at the Midwest bracket, obviously you've got North Carolina there, but for Kentucky's half, Houston's very good as a 3 seed. But Kentucky has better talent than Houston. And then you look at Iowa State, Ohio State, Wofford, Seton Hall. Out of that little half-region, sub-region, Kentucky is the most talented team and the best team to me by a long shot. I like Houston. I love what Kelvin Sampson has done this year with Houston, but I don't think they're at the level of Kentucky. So that little sub-region right there really helps them out. The one interesting part of this is Iowa State getting through the first weekend sets themselves up beautifully in the second round in the regional. Because if they end up playing in Kansas City, that's only about a three-hour drive from Iowa State territory. And boy, with Hilton Magic and Clones fans, the way that they travel, it will be home game for Iowa State. When we come back here on the show, which top seed has the toughest road to hoe? We talk NCAA tournament of the brackets next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.